There were two Act 46 merger proposals on Tuesday's ballots, and voters overwhelmingly rejected both of them. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains what's next.
Over the past few months, the State Board of Education has made decisions about nearly every school district that didn't merge voluntarily. But they were holding out on weighing in on the Barry and Orleans Central mergers. That's because there were votes pending, and the board didn't want to get in the way of the democratic process. State Board Chair Krista Hewling says the board will now have to address the mergers, regardless of the nay votes.
You know, the board understands the passionate concerns that are being expressed, especially at the ballot box, especially yesterday. And the way the legislature wrote the law, they did not say that a no vote means no go.
In the Orleans Central Supervisory Union, six of the seven towns said they didn't want to merge. And in the other vote on Tuesday, Barry Town rejected a merger proposal while Barry City approved it. For every other merger decision, the State Board has been able to refer to recommendations made by the Secretary of Education. But the Secretary didn't address either of the two mergers because of the pending votes. And so Hewling said when the board next meets, they'll have to make a decision without the benefit of a recommendation from the Secretary.
I think it sets a unique challenge where the Secretary has not weighed in, and I'm not sure where the current Secretary will weigh in on that and advise the board.
Eddie Roos is from Barry City, and he is a member of the Act 46 Merger Study Committee. He says if the voters had approved the merger plan, the school district would have had many more options. Now, he says, it's up to the state board to make a decision.
You know, they were giving us one last chance to voluntarily merge, and it's just unfortunate that we didn't voluntarily merge. And then I think when people realize what's going to happen, they probably are going to say, I wish I'd done that before I voted no.
The State Board of Education is scheduled to meet on November 15th, and the statewide plan has to be finalized before the 30th. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.